will do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you're listening to the Way of Life program, and I am your host, Charmaine. There's a quality of life that is found in God the Father and is revealed to us in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 2, we proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. It can only be accessed through faith in Jesus Christ. Talking about the quality of the life that is found in God the Father, can only be accessed through faith in Jesus Christ and be fully expressed by those who are imitators of God. Imitators of God are those who believe in Jesus Christ and are following Him. There is a desire in the heart of God for the experience and expression of that life to become widespread among the human family. That desire is being communicated to us by the Holy Spirit, who is stirring our hearts to desire what the Lord wants us to experience and express. A cry is being heard. It is rising in the midst of the global church community. A cry that says, I want to be clothed in the glorious standard of life that I was created to possess and express. I desire to live in the experience of that glorious standard of life. That cry will continue to increase. That glorious standard of life was forfeited when our ancestors Adam and Eve sinned against God, and the whole human race fell short of it, according to the words of the Holy Spirit through Apostle Paul in Romans 3:23. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. To fall short of God's glorious standard means the likeness of God that each person is intended to bear has been forfeited. We did not attain to the glorious standard that comes from God. That glorious standard contains God's nature, His characteristics, His virtues. However, in the eternal plan of God, He has made provision for humanity to attain to the glorious standard which He has purposed for humanity. What a wonderful God. What a beautiful God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God. His plan that was previously hidden, even though He made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. That is to say, before God created the world, He decided to give us a share in His glory. But He kept this plan hidden, as He says, His plan that was previously hidden. God did not allow the sin of our ancestors to hinder us from entering into the glory that we were created to possess and express. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time, the hidden mystery of God's plan to bring us into His glorious standard was revealed. In Hebrews 2:10, it reads, God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory, and it was only right that He should make Jesus, through His suffering, a perfect leader fit to bring them into their salvation. So God brought us into His glorious standard through His Son Jesus Christ. His glorious standard is defined as our salvation. So the words "bring them into their salvation" suggest that God's glory is our ultimate salvation. And that ultimate salvation is to be like Jesus Christ in nature and deeds. And these meaning us. Remember, we were created for good works in Christ Jesus. That's in Ephesians 2:10, I believe it is. So in Romans 8:29 to 30, he says, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn." That's to say, the first one among many brothers and sisters. In verse 30, "And having chosen them to be like his son, he called them to come to him." That call comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ. He called them to come to him, and having called them through the gospel of Jesus Christ, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Praise God. The goal of that process is to share God's glory. That underscores what the Holy Spirit said through Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 3:18. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. So we are supposed to reflect the glory of the Lord. But what is the glory of the Lord? The Holy Spirit tells us what the glory of the Lord is. We continue in 2 Corinthians 3:18. "And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image." The glory of the Lord is the Lord himself. That's why our transformation process makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. That's God's desire for us saints. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can access any episode of the program. Blessings to you. Oh, go out and vote on Wednesday. Go out and vote.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.